Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to the Pass the Mic episode. It's a remix of Open Mic, which I will get to the rules of that momentarily. Thank you all for tuning in this evening. I am Dee Dee Wright, the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle Love. Please support me if you haven't already. Purchase the book. It's available in hardcover, softcover, as well as ebook format on Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, Google Books, most places online where books are sold. I also have a very few copies of a soft cover version. If you are interested in receiving an autographed copy, please let me know some kind of way. I'm also a veteran teacher in the Boogie Down Bronx, representing where I'm from all day, every day, teaching junior high school students English language arts. So now that I've introduced myself, I did want to take a moment in time to just thank you all for tuning in this evening. For those of you that are new to the show, welcome. Hopefully you will be able to share your voice, willing to share your voice with us this evening. Let me go through just a few of the protocols for those that may be new to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. First and foremost, if you would like to speak on the air this evening, please feel welcome to do so. Press 1 on the phone line and you will be placed into queue, at which point I will get to you before the end of the episode. If you're listening online, welcome. Please use the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback of any sort, and I will do my very best to read those aloud on this evening's episode. Also, if you do speak on the air this evening, please refrain from any profanity. I do understand the passion of poets. I am one who on occasion does use profanity. However, this evening we would like it to be clean so that no one else in the audience is offended by profanity. So just improv. We're creative thinkers and writers, so we can figure out ways to replace words with others and still kind of get the picture. Also, if you haven't yet followed the show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life. 2 is the number 2, and you'll be able to catch up on past episodes with many, many different poets as well as authors, writers, artists that have blessed the airwaves on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and also be kept abreast of upcoming episodes. Now, just to make a general statement, for the sake of knowledge, next month will be a year that we've been on the air, and so we do have some very special things planned for that episode or for next month's episodes in lieu of it being our anniversary. And I just wanted to thank everyone who has contributed, donated funds, prizes, promoted, spread the word, shared all about the poets and artists that have come through the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Without you all, this would not have been possible to have lasted this long and to have gained the admiration of so many. So thank you all. This evening we will be joined past the mic, and so I do feel the need to shout Cisco out real quick. He is also a poet and supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, who initially gave me this idea. So the way it works is you will be able to share your poetry on the air this evening. Whatever your poem may be about is just fine. There is no theme related to this episode. However, you are going to say at the end of your poem, "I pass the mic." We will be moving on to the next poet who will be sharing their poem and saying at the end of it, "I pass the mic." We're going to do that for one round. Then we're going to run it back. What does run it back mean? So at the end of the last poet's poem, we're going to go in order from top to bottom without me interrupting to say anything, without me asking whom you may be or where you may be calling from, and it will become an epic poem. We've done "Pass the Mic" at least once a month since January, I believe, is when we started, and it's always epic. And then to listen to the hyperlink thereafter, the podcast, to just see how it all flows together and hear it without necessarily operating the studio is just simply dope. So please feel free to participate. I will, let those who call in a little later know what we're in the midst of doing if they don't already know. By the way, if you're not following at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram, you're really missing out. That is where I do most of the posting as far as upcoming events, reposting poets' posts, and all kind of other artistic, creative things that we have going on. So definitely follow us on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show if you haven't. Also, one more brief comment. If you have any ideas or suggestions as far as what you would like to see on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, or even a poet or writer who would like to be a guest on the show as far as receiving more exposure and, of course, support, because that's what we're all about, please feel free to email the show, poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, with that information, and it will definitely be considered, if not brought into fruition. Don't hesitate. We appreciate everything that you may be thinking and have to offer. And so, for those of you that are tuned in, you're tuned into the Pastor Mike episode. At this time, I would like those poets who plan to share and participate to please press 1 on the phone lines so that I can see you're waiting to speak and we can begin the Pastor Mike. I saw one person just went into queue. For those of you that are tuned in, please, all of you, press 1. If you are willing to share and pass the mic on this evening's open mic episode so that we can get the party started, so to speak. For those of you that are tuned in online, welcome. Please feel free to leave feedback, questions, or any kind of comments about the show throughout. And at some point, probably the end of the show is when I will definitely read those out loud. So I'm going to get to the first caller, and we're going to see how this goes. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
And how is it that I am now the first caller? It's the one and only Life is Choreo.
Hey, Life is Choreo. I'm so glad you were able to call in this evening. I was hoping I'd hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here.
For those of you that don't know, Life is Choreo is an avid listener, supporter, contributor to the Poetic Soul Talk Show since its inception. And so we just want to shout him out real quick. And also, if you haven't already, follow him on Instagram. If you want some food for thought, some food for the soul, definitely follow Life is Choreo at life_is_choreo, C-H-O-R-E-O, and show him some love. So where are you representing, for those that don't know? I do, but just to share with the audience.
Calling from BK, New York City.
Brooklyn in the house.
That's right.
We're waiting. So you have some poetry to share with us this morning. You'll be the first to set off the epic part of the poetry, which you haven't been in quite some time. You've been MIA and definitely missed, and noticeably missed. So I just want to thank you one more time for sharing it with us this evening.
Absolutely. And how fitting, I'm the first one.
Exactly. It was fate, meant to be. Nothing by mistake, Kindred. So whenever you're ready to release it, please do so. We're listening.
Let me see. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Ready.
I got a mood that runs congruent with eyes open and paths unspoken. Open all these muscles mean I'm eclectically elected. Or maybe I just try too hard, begging effortlessly to be incense. And since words garbled together, gargled in hard-boiled water, where shells harden and gifts find their order, I perfume this place, I presume, the place where you laugh while you hurt, and you refract the prismatic colors you attract and slip back into a future reactionary cause, or you just pause and listen. Glistening like Bruce Leroy, because I show enough enjoy being one of a kind. There's a gauntlet of gems at the hem of my lip and eclipsed by the unassuming triune nature I open my eyes to, where my infirmities are not but a part of my eternity, and this journey abounds with adjectives, verbs, and clenched fist nouns. How about now do I master my craft? Do I zip up hoodie and fitted hat to the sounds of a boom bap, where I onomatopoeia and vigor my own clap? Feet hit soil the way seas become trees, and under lyrics tethered together like LPs. There's a furnace that sits unopposed. Do I pass the mic challenge left or right? Which way did he go?
Wowzers. But wait, did you say Leroy and onomatopoeia in the same poem?
Yeah, I did.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I was trying to catch up with them, but keep up at the same time. I'm going to have to listen to that on the playback. That was dope. Thank you so much for sharing this evening. You know, Life is Choreo, you can't go anywhere, because next time I click on your name, you have to be ready to spit that again.
I got it. I'm ready.
Okay. Can you please pass the mic?
And I pass the mic.
Hold on one moment. Greetings. Welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Can I call back and go a few after this cat right here?
Oh, Mr. Steve Howe representing Arkansas, also known as Stunning One. No, you cannot call back. You know that's breaking the rules. We don't break the rules as poets. You know we follow all the rules, Steve.
I hear you. I was thinking for sure somebody else was going to be in line.
I hope so, and they will come after you bless us with your poem for this evening. I'm not going to shout out what you texted me earlier. I'm going to just let you do your thing. So whenever you're ready, Steve, we're listening.
I've been asked. It's open mic night. Are you ready? I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling a little bit like Freddy Krueger, that is, ready to haunt your dreams, leaving you with poetical, nightmarish screams. This ain't Elm Street, but I'm going to make it mine. If poetry is torture, trust me, I'm going to take my time. Blades on a chalkboard because I'm bored, and I love to see you squirm. When will y'all ever learn? I'm fire, baby. You're going to get burned. I'm dropping it like it's hot. Better yet, here's a thought. I'm cold with it. I've got some advice. Allow me to give it. I'm breathing bars of life. You should live it. The Lord has blessed me, and you don't want to test me. Because if I'm feeling like you've pressed me, I will push back. Things will escalate, and we ain't talking no Cadillac. But you can grip this wood grain I call my brain. Come sit in my plush white leather, but know that I'm a stain. Forever leaving a mark on your life. I'm a gunfight, baby, and you are a knife. And we all know how that ends. Better wave your white flag now and make amends, because I will never surrender unless it's, sir, you render me speechless. The bell hasn't even rang yet, but watch me teach this. Pass the mic? Hell no, I'm dropping it. Wait, let me pick it back up, sign it with my pen, and drop that mother, ooh, watch your mouth once again.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I needed a. That was a longer pause than I anticipated. What a dope part. Did you say drop it like it's hot? Now, you know, Steve, you are just jumping out the box tonight.
That's a.
Wow.
You know, this is outside of my style. I figured I'd run with it.
Well, you didn't just run with it. You practically, I mean, from the very beginning to the end, that was so dope. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, you know the rules. You gotta stay next. We go around. You'll be right after Life is Choreo. Can you please say you're passing the mic?
I'm passing the mic.
Hold on one moment, Steve. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to Pass the Mic episode. At this point in time, I don't see any others pressing one on the phone line. For those of you that don't know, if you would like to participate, everyone is welcome to do so. Simply press one on the phone line. You'll go into queue. You'll spit your poem, where you from, and then be a part of the epic poem in creation as I speak. With that being said, I'm going to go on and be the next poet. Usually, I try to end it before, you know, giving everyone an opportunity to share this evening. We definitely want to hear your voice if you're on the line and willing to share. Definitely press one on the phone line so that you can be a part of this. Mind you, one day these episodes will be historical data for poets who haven't even been born yet. So please know your voice is valued and should be shared. With that being said, I'm going to slam this poem. I speak tears while my soul smiles at your insides, but my eyes can't see anything besides the wall that you built to protect your life. I managed to climb over it before I became as erect as your resistance, but I feel your pain, deep like you're inside of me, and it continues to sink. I want to be your ibuprofen, but maybe you're immune to me or you're phobic of the possibilities, resenting that God may have sent me years ago just to prove your theories wrong. And tears fall for you, turning into a puddle of substance, so why are you struggling not to submerge? Being the spirit that I am, I'm blessed to be in your heart. I trace time while holding on to lines of the present. My love for you has already reached domes not yet traveled. Why play tug of war when winning means losing me? Why settle for grieving champion? I already surrendered, knowing that what I have to gain is worth the experience of feeling you and knowing that the same river flowing into me came out of you. You keep me sedated with enough of you to make me crave sedation. You inspire my logical pen to tap dance soul and passion across the paper with no emotion. You analyze and negate the impact of your impact until they both become thoughts that fly away at your convenience. You can bet your stubborn pride that I could never change on you like the seasons that we've been through. I wouldn't know how to. You are so amazing to me, and if I can never have all of you, I'd rather live with my fantasies. No pain, no gain. No tears, no rewards. And that's my piece representing the Boogie Down. If there's any other poets who would like to share and participate and pass the mic this evening, now is the time to press 1 on the phone lines. If you're listening online, welcome. Please use the chat box to send feedback, comments. I'll definitely get back to you. In the midst of this, because I am trying to give as much time before we run it back, we want at least have 5 poets to contribute to Pass the Mic. I did want to make a very special announcement. I promised Rick I would. Rick Herrera, a former guest as well as a supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, will be doing another show for his monologue. If you would like information as to how to buy tickets, dates, and times, please follow him on Instagram at rhcomedy. He is amazing. And I went to the last show and I was thoroughly entertained. I almost cried because I have a relationship with Rick and saw him go through what he needed to in order to arrive, and he has. So definitely support him and follow him on Instagram at rhcomedy. And so I'm kind of confused as to what I should do next. I don't know if I should go to a break and give other poets the opportunity to join, or if I should just ask random questions to Life is Choreo and Steve to kill a little bit of time. Okay, we do have a poet willing to share this evening. That kind of tripped me up a bit. I didn't know which way I was going to go. Greetings, welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? You speaking a new state of mind. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. I heard you kind of trying to figure out which way to go. I was trying to get online. I couldn't get my chat to work, so I was like, I'll share a little piece.
I appreciate that so much. So you know how it works. You're going to be with us till the end of the episode so that you can chime in your piece in without, like, any interruption so that it becomes more like an epic poem.
Right.
Okay. Well, whenever you're listening, whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay. I'm going to have to improv a lot here, so just kind of bear with me. I'm going to do it on the fly. All right.
Full support.
Okay. It says, watch the people that you move with. A little bit of Henny make a brother move, swing quick. Hood turned out, big percentage on that glass. Pockets get low, yeah, they looking for a quick lick. Shorty only 16, she's slutting for some new kicks. Like the shiny rims, how they spin on that new whip. Thinking she a queen and cream, he got plenty of. She just another number, because women he got plenty of. Now she exposed to the way that the grind go. Got to make a move, she's supposed to be in school. Oh, man, got to make a move, she's supposed to be in school. I got choked up a little bit. Thinking it was cool, she was solo in his Benz. On the west side on the way to see her friends. When some people seen the Benz, they sent a call at the block. People running out, flagged up, letting off. Blam, blam. They killed that shorty. Man, damn. Lately. That's it. I passed the mic.
Wow.
I'm sorry about that. I kind of tripped up. My mind kind of drifted.
No. You know, we make the stumbles a part of the dance. I can't remember who said that, but you got to make the fall a part of the dance. You did well, and I appreciate you sharing. But real quick, before I put you on hold, you got to shout out what city you representing or what state you calling from.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. And one more before I go to the next caller who's waiting to speak. What inspired that? I mean, I had to digest because I do listen and then I absorb. It's like they don't go hand in hand necessarily. But it was mm-hmm. That was some real urban poetry. So, you know, urban is the new word that they use, right? So
right.
Where did that come from?
Well, something about me, I love listening to hip-hop music. And what I did there, I just wanted to tell a story. some kind of a story of something that I heard that happened to a young female. So I kind of took that and some other pieces and kind of came up with a story. So,
well, you did well. And by the way, Cisco wanted to know to tell you, don't worry about the trip up, and that was dope. And it's so hip hop based. I love the flow of it. So you know, you'll be repeating that piece right after
right.
me when the okay. So when we pass the mic throughout, can you please pass the mic to the no? The caller hung up. Now where did the caller go? Well, can you pass the mic? Just pass it, and I'll figure it out.
Okay. All right, I passed the mic.
Thanks. Hold on one moment. Caller, whoever you are with the 646 area code, just know that we're waiting for you to come back. Again, for those of you that are tuned in, you're tuned in to a remix of Open Mic this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show called Pass the Mic, in which you'll spit your poem, and then we will run it back, in which there will be no pauses. So you kind of got to remember who was right before you, so you know when they say their piece again, you'll be direct next in mind. There goes the 646 number. Thank you, Jesus. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we
hey, what's
from?
Up?
Where are you calling from?
Don Ford from Queens.
Don Ford, you almost caused me to panic on this phone. I saw the number, then I didn't see the number. I was like, what's
oh, nah,
what's
see
going
why?
On?
Well, real quick, see what happened was I called for my cell phone number first, and then I'm like, all right, I'm right by work, so let me hurry and get in there and call for my job number.
All right, now. So Don for the Poet, for those of you that missed out, he was a guest last week on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, dope episode, tributes to mothers, and, you know, we need those. So where are you calling from real quick, Don, for those of you that don't know where he's calling from?
Queens, New York.
Queens, New York. NYC is in the building tonight. So whenever you're ready, Donford, we're listening.
All right. Baby, come here. Let me whisper something in your ear that will flow through your mind, send shocks down your spine and vibrate between your thighs, leaving traces of me inside so any encounter after won't be pleasurable. Using my verbal lube to ease through the cracks of your mental lobes to entice this fornication. This type of masturbation is sacred, but I can guide you to the proper destination. I'm not a sorcerer, but I have wands that can create magic, where orgasms are automatic, the strokes are fantastic, and the energy that coincides with me going inside is organic. So baby, come in. Don't be intimidated. Let me give you the satisfaction you've been craving. Just relax your ego. Put your pride aside. This mental stimulation is a wonderful ride. So allow my intellect to explore your body and dictate the images within your mind. I'm done.
You're fresh, Donford.
You know what? Also, I needed to switch it up a little bit.
Well, just a little bit? Is that all?
I needed to do something different. Yeah, I needed to do something different.
You're trying
change.
To take us on a bad trip while we on this talk show. You know, it's a family-friendly show. Nah, that was dope, though. Thank you so much. That's definitely, and I like that. Not only did you do that this evening, but Steve, he really jumped out the box with what he was talking about, dropping it like it's hot. For those of you that don't know, you know, Steve is a Christian. And I'm not saying that he's too old
Christian
talking like that. Yes, he is, and he's avid about it. And, you know, it's no judgments at all, Steve. Don't allow me to trip you up. But, you know, to jump out the box to shock people, I love that. When it's unexpected, and, yeah, so that was dope. And it's dope that I'm writing about or slammed about, you know, a woman in pain because of love. And then New State of Mind come out with the chick in the hood that just can't get right. And then you talking erotic poetry. This is dope. I can't wait to hear this on the run back. So you know you got to stay with us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Repeat that. Okay, great. Thank you. Hold on one moment, Donford. We do have another caller. We're going straight to it. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Cisco from Tampa.
Hey, Cisco from Tampa. This was your idea, this whole Pass the Mic episode.
Was it?
Yes, and I said that at the beginning. I'm sure you didn't catch it, but I definitely let them know where this idea came from, and it's definitely grown since you initially shared this as a possibility.
Oh, well, I don't want to take too much credit for it.
well, just a little bit. You could take some. So you're going to be sharing a poem with us this evening. You know the format. We're going to run it back without any introductions or interruptions in between. Maybe after you if no other poets actually press one on the phone line. So whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All right. This piece is called If We Ever Met Again.
Okay.
If ever we met again, I'd promise to abolish my overwhelming abundance of stubbornness. I'd tear down those walls built by my frozen coldness. I'd swallow my pride a little bit at a time until I realized that I am merely man, and I'd still stand my ground but not allow myself to remain stuck where I stand. But if by chance we bump into each other and on that day the sun and moon were aligned with one another, then maybe we could lock hands and forgive and come out from that foul cloud we were under, hating the taste of regret. So I lock it away someplace safe inside my chest where it would be hard for someone to discover, so I can save grace in the sunlight, where by no means things are perfect, they just sort of feel right. And even though I sort of feel like I should focus on the moment, because most likely this verse of atonement may never be heard, I still wish my words were felt instead of just being observed. And to make matters worse, I'm cursed with a heart that's never really sure. Several months of writer's block should have known the first poem composed would be about her. I just hope somewhere inside my sickness lies the cure, because I'm tired of being reminded of her. I just want to go back to the days where all my thoughts were logically appraised and everything made sense to me, where mentally I had the ability to delete that weak emotional need instead of writing about it every time some nostalgic memory occupies the best of me, so I could forget where chance and fate would intersect and everything that followed. Poked a hole in my soul to drain the surplus of sorrow. It's like our connection was shiny on the outside, but inside was dry and hollow. Bothered by our bond because it must have been written on thin, wet sheets, and whether she forgives or forgets me, I hope she can at least accept this peace treaty affectionately in the event we never meet.
Unbelievable. Wow. And you know what's really dope about this is that there's been no theme applied, but it seems like there's a plot in the making from the very beginning till the end. So I just have to ask you, because I'm pretty sure other audience members want to know, what inspired that? Was that a picture? Do you even recall what the inspiration was behind that dope poetry?
Yeah, probably just out of my lack of maturity on my part, you know, to be honest.
So that's kind of like Usher's Confessions?
No, I got confessions. Yeah,
so it's based on a personal experience.
Based on a personal experience.
That was dope. And Steve said, super dope, just to let you know.
Was Steve on earlier? Because I missed it.
Yes, he was.
Oh,
he was second in line and, of course, calling with jokes because he slammed after Life is Choreo, and he was acting like he was intimidated. Cisco, you got to hear the poem that Steve slammed. This is so not Steve at
all. They're all going to run it back, right?
Yes. We're getting ready to do that right now, assuming no other callers want to share within the next 2 minutes. So hold on one moment, Cisco.
Oh, no worries.
Y'all are tuned in to Pass the Mic this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. We've had some deep and dope poetry. If you did not hear the entire episode for whatever reason, definitely visit blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life2 being the number, and listen to it from the very beginning. I'm making the final call. If there are any poets on the line this evening that would like to share and contribute to this epic poem in the making, please, please press one on the phone line. I did also want to remind everyone that next week, Thursday, Gigi Jones, the writer, author of Soul, will be a guest on the talk show, as well as another surprise, which I'm not going to mention. Same time, same place, in case I forget to do so before the episode ends. And Lady Poetry is on the line, and she's texting me. She doesn't feel too good. So let's, you know, keep her in our prayers. She's wishing everybody well. She said, Cisco, dude is dope. And so I just had to share that with you, Cisco. And, you know, definitely, so Lady Poetry is a major supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, soon to be published author. So definitely stay in tune for her. So I'm getting ready to close up as far as poets sharing more poetry this evening because it's going to kind of trip up the flow. No one else wanted to share, I'm assuming, so I'm going once and going twice. We're going to start and run it back from the very top with Life is Choreo, and then everyone knows who they are following, so just be prepared to repeat the poem that you shared with us initially. One moment, I'm getting to it. Blog Talk Radio better not act up with me this evening. I'm in the middle of wanting to start several revolutions. Okay, so here we go from the very beginning.
I've got a mood that runs congruent with eyes open and paths unspoken. Open all these muscles mean I'm eclectically elected, or maybe I just try too hard being effortlessly to be incense and scent. Words garbled together, gargled in hard-boiled water, where shells harden and gifts find their order. I perfume this place, I presume, a place where you laugh while you hurt and you refract the prismatic colors you attract and slip back into a future reactionary cause, or maybe you just pause and listen. Listening like Bruce Leroy because I show enough enjoy being one of a kind. There's a gauntlet of gems at the hem of my lip and eclipsed by the unassuming triune nature I open my eyes to. For my infirmities are not a part of my eternity, and this journey abounds with adjectives, verbs, and clenched fist nouns. How about now? Do I master my craft? Zip up hoodie and fitted hat to the sounds of a boom bat, where I onomatopoeia and I zig my own clap. Feet hit the soil the way seas become trees, and none of the lyrics tethered together like LPs, because there's a furnace that sits unopposed, where I pass the mic challenge. Left or right hands, and which way did he go? Pass the mic.
I've been asked. It's open mic night. Are you ready? I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling a little bit like Freddy. Krueger, that is. Ready to haunt your dreams, leaving you with poetical nightmarish screams. This ain't Elm Street, but I'm going to make it mine. If poetry is torture, trust me. I'm going to take my time. Blades on a chalkboard because I'm bored, and I love to see you squirm. When will y'all ever learn? I'm fire, baby. You're going to get burned. I'm dropping it like it's hot. Better yet, here's a thought. I'm cold with it. I've got some advice. Allow me to give it. I'm breathing bars of life. You should live it. The Lord has blessed me, and you don't want to test me, because if I'm feeling like you pressed me, I will push back. Things will escalate, and we ain't talking no Cadillac. But you can grip this wood grain I call my brain. Come sit in my plush white leather, but know that I'm a stain. Forever leaving a mark on your life. I'm a gunfight, baby, and you are a knife. And we all know how that ends. Better wave your white flag now and make amends. Because I will never surrender unless it's, sir, you render. Me speechless. The bell hasn't even rang yet, but watch me teach this. Pass the mic? Hell no, I'm dropping it. Wait, let me pick it back up. Sign it with my pen and drop that mother. Ooh, watch your mouth once again. Passing the mic.
Watch the brothers that you move with. A little bit of Henny make a brother move swing quick. Hood turned out, big percentage on that glass. Pockets get low, yeah, they looking for a quick lick. Shorty only 16, slutting for some new kicks. Like the shiny rims, how they spin on that new whip. Thinking she a queen and cream, he got plenty of. Just another number, because women he got plenty of. Now she exposed to the way that the grind go. Gotta make a move, she's supposed to be in school. Little did she know, he was ducking for some dudes. Thinking it was cool, she looked solo in his bin. On the west side, on the way to see her friends, when somebody sent the band, sent the call up the block. People running out, flagged up, letting off. Blam, blam. They killed that shorty. Man, damn. Pass the mic.
I see tears while my soul smiles at your insides, but my eyes can't see anything besides the wall that you built to protect your life. I managed to climb over it before it became as erect as your resistance, but I feel your pain deep like you're inside of me and it continues to sink. I want to be your ibuprofen. But maybe you're immune to me or you're phobic of the possibilities, resenting that God may have sent me years ago just to prove your theories wrong. And tears fall to you turning into a puddle of substance, so why are you struggling not to submerge? Being the spirit that I am, I'm blessed to be in your heart. I transcend time while holding on to lines of the present. My love for you has already reached zones not yet traveled. Why play tug of war when winning means losing me? Why settle for grieving champion? I already surrendered, knowing that what I have to gain is worth the experience of feeling you and knowing that the same river flowing into me came out of you. You keep me sedated with enough of you to make me crave sedation. You inspire my logical pen to tap dance soul and passion across paper with no emotion. You analyze and negate the impact of your impact until they become thoughts that fly away at your convenience. You can bet your stubborn pride that I would never change on you like the seasons that we've been through. I wouldn't know how to. You are so amazing to me, and if I can never have all of you, I'd rather live with my fantasies. No pain, no gain. No tears, no rewards. I pass the mic.
Baby, come here. Let me whisper something in your ear that will flow through your mind, send shocks down your spine and vibrate between your thighs, leaving traces of me inside so any encounter after won't be pleasurable. Using my verbal lube to ease through the cracks of your mental lobes to entice this fornication. This type of masturbation is sacred, but I can guide you to the proper destination. I'm not a sorcerer, but I have wands that can create magic. Where orgasms are automatic, the strokes are fantastic, and the energy that coincides with me going inside is organic. So baby, come here. Don't be intimidated. Let me give you the satisfaction you've been craving. Just relax your ego, put your pride aside. This mental stimulation is a wonderful ride. So allow my intellect to explore your body and dictate the images within your mind. Pass the mic.
If ever we met again, I'd promise to abolish my overwhelming abundance of stubbornness. I'd tear down those walls built by my frozen coldness. I'd swallow my pride a little bit at a time until I realize that I am merely man, and I'd still stand my ground but not allow myself to remain stuck where I stand. But if by chance we bumped into each other and on that day the sun and moon were aligned with one another, then maybe we can lock hands and forgive and come out from under that foul cloud we were under, hating the taste of regret, so I lock it away someplace safe inside my chest where it would be hard for someone to discover, so I can save grace in the sunlight. But by no means things are perfect, they just sort of feel right. And even though I sort of feel like I should focus on the moment, because most likely this verse of atonement may never be heard, I still wish my words were felt instead of just being observed. And to make matter worse, I'm cursed with a heart that's never really sure. Several months of writer's block, should have known the first poem composed would be about her. Maybe somewhere inside my sickness lies the cure, because I'm tired of being reminded of her. I just want to go back to the days where all my thoughts were logically appraised and everything made sense to me, where mentally I had the ability to delete that weak emotional need instead of writing about it every time some nostalgic memory occupies the best of me. So I can forget where chance and fate were intersecting and everything that followed. Poked a hole in my soul to drain the surplus of sorrow. It's like our connection was shiny on the outside, but inside was dry and hollow. Our bond must have been written on thin, wet sheets, and whether she forgives or forgets me, I hope she can at least accept this peace treaty affectionately in the event we never meet again.
Wowzers. So Cisco actually ended the epic poem. There was some type of technical difficulty while I was trying to get to New State of Mind. It was a brief pause. So with that being said, if the poets don't mind, I'm going to just run it back, starting with Cisco and ending with Life is Choreo, and that will also be the end of the episode. For those of you that are tuned in, I really hope you've been inspired. I see that there's text messages and Instagram posts going up and being indicated on my phone. I couldn't get caught up because I had to manage the studio. However, all of the feedback that you give and the inspiration that you feel is greatly appreciated, and that's pretty much what we strive for. Once again, if you're not following the talk show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, 2 being the number 2. Follow us on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show. I do repost throughout the week as often as I can, so you can see the poets that have been a member of this community, as well as future episodes. Next week, we're going to be kicking it with Gigi, the writer, who is also the author of Soul, the book Soul, which is going to be dope, and we have another surprise, so definitely tune in to hear that episode, same time, same place next week. Please feel free to let everyone know about the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Next month, we'll make 1 year that we've been on the air, and we just want to reach and meet as many poets as we possibly can moving forward. So with that being said, I'm going to ask if Cisco could reread, and we're going to go in reverse order all the way through with hopefully no technical difficulties, pauses, freezes in the studio so that it can be more succinct and it can just flow from top to bottom. For those of you that are tuned in, please stay tuned for this part of the episode, and we will be ending thereafter. Thank you for your time. You are very much appreciated, every single one of you. So, Cisco, I'm about to allow you to set it off, and then we're going to go straight through poets. Please be ready and, you know, share that piece one more time.
If ever we met again, I promise to abolish my overwhelming abundance of stubbornness. I'd tear down those walls built by my frozen coldness. I'd swallow my pride a little bit at a time until I realized that I am merely man, and I'd still stand my ground, but not allow myself to remain stuck where I stand. But if by chance we bumped into each other and on that day the sun and moon were aligned with one another, then maybe we could lock hands and forgive and come out from under that foul cloud we were under, hating the taste of regret. So I lock it away someplace safe inside my chest where it would be hard for someone to discover, so I can save grace in the sunlight, where by no means things are perfect, they just sort of feel right. And even though I sort of feel like I should focus on the moment, because most likely this verse of atonement may never be heard, I still wish my words were felt instead of just being observed. And to make matters worse, I'm cursed with a heart that's never really sure. Several months of writer's block, should have known the first poem composed would be about her. Maybe somewhere inside my sickness lies a cure, because I'm tired of being reminded of her. I just want to go back to the days where all my thoughts were logically appraised and everything made sense to me, where mentally I had the ability to delete that weak emotional need instead of writing about it every time some nostalgic memory occupies the best of me, so I can forget how chance and fate kept intersecting and everything that followed poked a hole in my soul to drain the surplus of sorrow. It's like our connection was shiny on the outside, but inside was dry and hollow. Our bond must have been written on thin, wet sheets, and whether she forgives or forgets me, I hope she can at least accept this peace treaty affectionately in the event we never meet again. I pass the mic.
Baby, come here. Let me whisper something in your ear that will ease through your mind to shocks down your spine and vibrate between your thighs, leaving traces of me aside so any encounter after won't be pleasurable. Using my verbal lube to ease through the cracks of your mental lobes to entice this fornication. This type of masturbation is sacred, but I can guide you to the proper destination. I'm not a sorcerer, but I have wands that can create magic. Where orgasms are automatic, the strokes are fantastic, and the energy that coincides with me going inside is organic. So baby, come here. Don't be intimidated. Let me give you the satisfaction that you've been craving. Just relax your ego. Put your pride aside. This mental stimulation is a wonderful ride. So allow my intellect to explore your body and dictate the images within your mind. I pass the mic.
I speak tears while my soul smiles at your insides, but my eyes can't see anything besides the walls that you built to protect your life. I managed to climb over it before it became as erect as your resistance, but I still feel your pain, deep like you're inside of me, and it continues to sink. I want to be your ibuprofen, but maybe you're immune to me or you're phobic of the possibilities, resenting that God may have sent me years ago just to prove your theories wrong, and tears fall for you, turning into a puddle of substance, so why are you struggling not to submerge? Being the spirit that I am, I'm blessed to be in your heart. I transcend time while holding on to the lines of the present. My love for you has already reached zones not yet traveled. Why play tug of war when winning means losing me? Why settle for grieving champion? I already surrendered knowing that what I have to gain is worth the experience of feeling you and knowing that the same river flowing out of you flowing into me. You keep me sedated with enough of you to make me crave sedation. You inspire my logical pen to tap dance soul and passion across paper with no emotion. You analyze and negate the impact of your impact until they become thoughts that fly away at your convenience. You can bet your stubborn pride that I would never change on you like the seasons that we've been through. I wouldn't know how to. You are so amazing to me, and if I can never have all of you, I'd rather live with my fantasies. No pain, no gain. No tears, no rewards. I pass the mic.
Watch them brothers that you move with. A little bit of Henny make a brother move swing quick. Hood turned out, big percentage on that glass. Pockets get low there, they're looking for a quick lick. Shorty only 16, slutting for some new kicks. Like the shiny rims, how they spin on that new whip. Thinking she a queen and cream, he got plenty of. Just another number, because women he got plenty of. Now she exposed to the way that the grind go. Gotta make a move, she's supposed to be in school. Little did she know he was ducking from them dudes. Thinking it was cool, she was solo in the band. On the west side, on the way to see her friends. When somebody sent the band, sent the call up the block. Running out, flagged up, letting off, blam, blam. They killed that shorty. Man, damn, pass the mic.
I've been asked. It's open mic night. Are you ready? I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling a little bit like Freddy Krueger, that is, ready to haunt your dreams, leaving you with poetical nightmarish screams. This ain't Elm Street, but I'm going to make it mine. If poetry is torture, trust me, I'm going to take my time. Blades on a chalkboard because I'm bored, and I love to see you squirm. When will y'all ever learn? I'm fire, baby. You're going to get burned. I'm dropping it like it's hot. Better yet, here's a thought. I'm cold with it. I've got some advice. Allow me to give it. I'm breathing bars of life. You should live it. The Lord has blessed me, and you don't want to test me. Because if I'm feeling like you've pressed me, I will push back. Things will escalate, and we ain't talking no Cadillac. But you can grip this wood grain I call my brain. Come sit in my plush white leather, but know that I'm a stain. Forever leaving a mark on your life. I'm a gunfight, baby. And you are a knife, and we all know how that ends. Better wave your white flag now and make amends, because I will never surrender, unless it's sir, you render me speechless. The bell hasn't even rang yet, but watch me teach this. Pass the mic? Hell no, I'm dropping it. Wait, let me pick it back up, sign it with my pen, and drop that mother, ooh, watch your mouth, once again. Pass the mic.
I got a mood that runs congruent with eyes open and paths unspoken. Hoping all these muscles mean I'm eclectically elected. Or maybe I just try too hard, begging effortlessly to be incensed. And since words garbled together, gargled in hard-boiled water, where shells harden and gifts find their order, I perfume this place, I presume. The place where you laugh while you hurt, and you refract the prismatic colors you attract and slip back into a future reactionary cause where you just pause and listen. Glistening like Bruce Leroy, because sure enough, enjoy being one of a kind. There's a gauntlet of gems at the hem of my lip, and eclipsed by the unassuming triune nature I open my eyes to. And my infirmities are not a part of my eternity, and this journey abounds with adjectives, verbs, and clenched fists now. How about now do I master my craft? Zip up hoodie and fitted hat to the sounds of a boom bap, where I honor my tear and zigger my own clap. Feet hit soil the way seeds become trees, and none of the lyrics tether together like LPs. There's a furnace that sits unopposed. Pass the mic challenge. Is it left or right hand? Which way did he go?
Woo! Well, that's that. This evening, I really need to thank each and every single poet that shared this evening. I mean, I wish there was a female to kind of balance, but these brothers, thank you to each and every single one of you. You know, an hour a week, although to some may not seem like a lot, everybody has so much going on. To dedicate an hour to the Poetic Soul Talk Show is just phenomenal, as well as for those of you who are listening. Hopefully you were inspired. There will be another Pass the Mic episode next month. You must stay tuned to @PoeticSoulTalkShow on Instagram to find out when that will be, and hopefully we'll have more poets sharing, and definitely hopefully, the poets that shared this evening will be able to do so again at that point in time. I hope you all have a blessed evening, an inspirational one, and please tune in to next week's episode of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Have a good night.